Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, my fellow humans. It's your girl Avery Hart here, bringing you another dose of stoic wisdom to help us navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're being tossed around by your emotions? Like happiness and sadness, anger and frustration are these wild forces that just sweep you off your feet. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And the good news is, there are ancient strategies, proven time and time again, to help us manage those emotional storms and build a fortress of inner strength. Today, we're diving into some powerful techniques from Stoicism to help you weather any emotional pain life throws your way. Think of it as building your own personal armor, a shield against negativity and a weapon against self-doubt. Ready to level up your emotional game? Let's do this. 5 key strategies for managing emotional pain. Firstly, let's talk acceptance. Sounds simple, right? But it's seriously the foundation of managing any emotional pain. Stoicism teaches us that we can't control everything that happens in life, but we can control how we react to it. That feeling you just got, maybe it's anger or disappointment, acknowledge it, feel it, but don't let it consume you. Think of it like this. Imagine a wave crashing on the shore. You can try to fight against it, get swept away, and lose your balance. Or you can stand tall, let the wave crash over you, and then step back with grace and composure. Acceptance is that power move, letting go of resistance and finding peace in the present moment. Second up, we have self-reflection. Ever notice how sometimes our thoughts are like those sneaky little gremlins whispering negativity in our ears? Stoicism encourages us to be mindful of those thoughts, to observe them without judgment, and to challenge their validity. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. So next time you catch yourself spiraling into a thought loop of I can't do this or this is so unfair, take a step back and ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is it based on facts or just my emotions running wild? Often we realize that those negative thoughts are just distortions, not the whole truth. Thirdly, remember to focus on what you can control. We're all bombarded with things outside of our control: traffic jams, annoying emails, the news cycle that feels like it's designed to make us anxious. But Stoicism reminds us to shift our attention to what we can influence: our actions, our responses, our thoughts. Instead of stressing about the weather, which is pretty much a losing battle, focus on making your morning coffee taste amazing or rocking that presentation you've been prepping for. It's like this. You can choose to be consumed by the chaos, or you can become the calm in the storm. Now let's talk about practicing gratitude. This one might sound a little cheesy, but trust me on this. When we focus on the good things in our lives, even the small ones, it shifts our perspective and helps us cope with pain more effectively. It's like a mental reset button. Think about it. A warm cup of tea, a funny text from a friend, that feeling of accomplishment after finishing a task, these are all little sparks of joy that can light up even the darkest days. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all go through tough times. Stoicism emphasizes self-compassion and understanding. When you're struggling, don't beat yourself up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Let me tell you about this one time. I was working on a huge project, deadline looming, feeling the pressure like a runaway train. My mind was racing, I was second-guessing everything, and I felt like I was drowning in stress. But then I stopped, took a deep breath, and reminded myself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed sometimes. I allowed myself to feel the emotions without judgment, practiced some self-care, a long bath, and a good book did wonders. And approached the project with a fresh perspective. And you know what? It all worked out. The lesson? Sometimes, the strongest thing we can do is just acknowledge our pain, be kind to ourselves, and keep moving forward. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful strategies to help you manage emotional pain and build that inner strength. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the road, but with these tools in your arsenal, you can navigate them with grace and resilience. Go out there, embrace the ups and downs, and remember you're stronger than you think. Now, go share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review if you feel inspired, and join me back here tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.